This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Cabinet has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. He said these projects will create 10 lakh direct and up to 30 lakh indirect jobs. The projects span across 10 states and are strategically planned along six major corridors. These are Khurpia in Uttarakhand, Gaya in Bihar, Rajpura Patiala in Punjab, Zahirabad in Telangana, Digi in Maharashtra, Urvakkal and Kopparthi in Andhra Pradesh, Palakkad in Kerala, Jodhpur Pali in Rajasthan, and Agra and Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made this scheme a success. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalized communities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the scheme integrates the poor into the economic mainstream and plays a crucial role in development of marginalized communities. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections is taking place today. The nomination for this phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended last evening. As many as 24 seats spread over six districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th August. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, today released a review consultation paper seeking public input to strengthen regulations against unregistered telemarketers. The authority has called for inputs to address the issue of unsolicited commercial communications, particularly spam calls that harass the public. Other areas for improvement include better complaint redressal mechanisms, stronger financial disincentives for violations of regulatory provisions, and revised regulations for senders and telemarketers. The consultation paper is available on TRAI's website. The National Task Force NTF, formed by Supreme Court today, held a meeting with State Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police to discuss short-term measures for the security of medical professionals. The meeting was co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and Health Secretary via video conferencing. The task force has been set up by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals. Yesterday, the Union Cabinet Secretary had chaired the first meeting of the task force in New Delhi. The meeting discussed in detail the various issues and the members of the task force put forth their suggestions. Japan's weather agency issued emergency warnings for storms and high waves in Kagoshima Prefecture as powerful typhoon Shanshan approaches Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency, JMA, said that the maximum alert was issued due to unprecedented storms and expected record-breaking rainfall. It is also noted that the possibility of issuing a heavy rain emergency warning for the prefectures of Kagoshima and Miyazaki. And in Bangladesh, the interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus on Wednesday lifted the ban on Jamaat-e-Islami and its student wing Islami Chhatra Shibir. The government issued a notification in this regard. Earlier on August 1st, the previous Awami League-led government banned Jamaat, Shibir and all of its associated organizations as political entities under the Anti-Terrorism Act 2009. And the Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till late September. The opening ceremony will start at 11:30 tonight. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.